This episode is being recorded out of Shop Talk Podcast Studios in Oak Park, Michigan. For more information, visit www.shoptalkpod.com.
You are now entering the Corner Pocket. This podcast is no holds barred, where nothing is off limits, with special and legendary guests from all walks of life. Prepare to be informed and laugh your ass off. Here's Gary T and DJ Freeze.
Yeah, we're never ready because we already rolled, so we're doing that.
Let's roll!
Yes, indeed.
Episode 31. Yeah. It is, gosh.
Dang.
May 16th.
Yeah, May 16th.
51619.
Wow, yeah, that's a good-ass number. Mm-hmm. Should have played that today.
51619. We are live on the Corner Pocket. Yes. And I'm going to let Freeze bring us in.
Yes, indeed. Today's guest, the owner, operator of Bud Corks and Forks, my homie since sixth grade.
Dang.
Yes.
30 years.
Right. Mitzi Ruddock out here. She's about to do her thing and let us know about all the things you want to know about marijuana, the legalization of it.
Weed.
Dispensary, everything. So, grab a seat. Take a look. You about to ask every question you want to know. We about to find out.
This show is legalized.
Right, it's legalized.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Weed.
Yes. So, as you brought some, we'll say hi to the people, everything first. Let you get on that.
Well, we got to make some noise for it, man.
Yeah.
Make some noise. Welcome to the Corner.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited about really getting this opportunity to really speak to the people. It's so important. There's so much education. It's just limited education in this topic. So let's go. Let's get it in.
I'm ready to learn.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get it in.
Yes, indeed. All right. So you say you brought some samples with you, right?
I did.
Okay. What did you bring? I want to partake in these samples.
I bought you all some gummies.
So no, okay.
So you can't
can
have,
I see it?
Of course.
Okay.
So it can't be like gummy bears and
gummy weed.
Right, gummy weed.
Okay, yeah. Oh, green, my favorite color, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, wee. So just one of these, right?
So these get you high?
They do. Like, I already had one.
Okay.
So y'all behind.
Okay.
So, right. So eat one. See how you feel in the next, like, 20
do
minutes.
Do you nibble on them or?
Mine, I don't try to get people just messed up and blasted. My stuff is like really for the novice.
Did you eat it all?
The one.
Yeah, just
one.
Eat one.
Tastes good though.
I promise you, you will not be.
Get ready to bring Freeze a stretcher.
Nah, I'm good. Well, I say I'm good. If anybody needed one, I did.
So what exactly is it you do?
I do so much. So
break it down.
So, first I started off as a cultivator back in 2008, believe it or not. When I got out of college, I started selling weed. And it came out of, my father passed and suddenly there was no money. I was selling weed. And from there, I went into, I wanted to do a social club. Like, I know everybody around me smoked weed. And then I was doing parties at one point. So, Buzz Corks and Forks came about. And I wanted to do it private, but I wanted to do it something where people can, like, be casual almost. I wanted professionals. I wanted people who had, decent jobs where we can kick it and have a deeper conversation than to be with some young kids. I wanted to stop the stereotype of what a weed smoker look like. I've been smoking weed forever, for a long time.
What's the stereotype of the way somebody smoke weed?
Like they young and they lazy. They are, I don't heard it all. And that's why a lot of people...
When I was young, all old people smoked weed though. A lot of old people,
right? Because in the '60s, it was all good back then.
Yeah,
but now they just
weed was so hidden when we were kids though.
It was.
Facts.
Yeah, it was so hidden. Facts. So you caught the smell, and
yeah,
those funny cigarettes.
Right. Exactly. So, Buzz Corks and Forks. Now out of Buzz Corks and Forks came the advocacy.
Profits pretty well.
Profits are okay. You know, yeah. This is my first one in a year that I'm having on June the 14th. And I just wanted to stop and really kind of take a break, look at what's happening, and then go back in. Mm-hmm. I try to really set the mood and change the atmosphere when I do these events. Yeah.
And you said it on the 16th, right?
On the 14th. Friday the 14th.
Friday the 14th.
Yeah.
And where is it at? You're great. Speak it out. You know, put it out there. Promote it.
Go to BCF.
Yep.
How you doing? Go to www.bcf.life.
I've seen her plenty of times.
Yes.
And that's where you go to register, see what it's about. It's really a cannabis networking mixer. So we're going to have some experts from the industry come in. Like I have Maurice Morton. Mm-hmm. He was recently on the news because he's doing a big project off of Livernois. So I'm having him come and speak. He's an attorney, black owned and operated. So I wanted to bring that inspiration to everybody and let everybody know, you know, that we out here and we're doing big things. So that would be July the 14th. And afterwards, we're going to network. We're going to visit some vendors and elevate.
How does the sex feel off of them?
There you go.
No, seriously. Because sex and weed, you know, sex is pretty good when you high.
Yeah, they say that's like the best experience for a woman, mind-blowing sex.
Well, for a man, too.
I don't know.
You don't like high sex?
I don't know. I just like sex, period. So it don't matter. I can be high, drunk, sober.
Doesn't it enhance it?
You know what? I'm a freak, so it ain't too much.
I want you to try this on your on your balls.
Oh, okay.
Here? So you put this on your balls?
You really put it on, like, different areas where you have pain or it's a moisturizer.
My
it's all natural. It's all natural.
My knee.
I got you.
Did you try one?
No, you try edible? Oh, yeah. I took one, yeah.
Since you're supposed to eat it, it's an edible.
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just
it's
one.
It's good, too. It takes, you said just one, so I took one.
Just one, and then see how you feel about 20 minutes or so, and then eat another one.
Yeah.
We got some guest guinea pigs on the show.
Right, right. Hey. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Yep. That's my girl, E.T.
Yes,
E.T. I don't know if I want to call her a guest co-host, but she's company today. She guest on the corner.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all speak in front of the green.
For me to have?
Yeah,
yeah, you
got. I mean, she said you might have people on there.
Speak on that right there definitely. In front of the green.
I got it.
And then when y'all ready. We can't hear.
Jay, another room?
Yeah, JC.
Jay.
Yo, yeah. Jay.
Hey, you can't hear on level two, bro. Mic two.
So were you pretty good before it was legal?
Pretty good as far as.
It's slanging it.
It's like. It just evolved because at first I was just doing weed or I was just doing flower. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about no edibles and all of that other stuff. Yeah. So I evolved into gummies and I really want to do suppositories.
Wow.
It's weed that go in your ass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know what? But I mean, saying, you know, that's one of the better coke. Coffee drinkers put coffee suppository in their ass and work on
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, I am. But
you know, you know.
I would have said it anyway.
I wonder why you came here smiling.
Oh, I feel good. I get to talk about cannabis. I make money at cannabis. Shit.
So what neighborhood you from?
6 Mile all day.
I am too.
Yeah.
And what?
I lived on Oakville.
I'm from Ferguson.
Yeah. My godmother, Ferguson on what? Between what and what?
6 Mile, between Out of Drive, Thatcher.
Oh, okay. My godmother stayed off of Puritan. Yeah, I was walking over there all the time.
Oh, okay. I knew a few people down there.
Yeah.
Coolie folks.
Yeah.
That's a coolie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so can I explain the suppositories?
Yes, go ahead.
Absolutely, you can explain.
That's what you're here for.
Okay,
here
so. For.
I guarantee you some of our listeners want some suppositories.
Him downstairs.
Right.
That's a lot.
Okay, right. So people who is fighting cancer or different diseases, mm-hmm. they usually want to try cannabis. So you usually give them RSO, and it's a concentrate. It's really, really strong. Like, you can mm-hmm. only take, like, that much.
Okay.
And, I mean, you'll be just gone. You'll be blown. So a mm-hmm. lot of people who haven't smoked before just can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, shit, you know, I want to heal these people. I want them to get the benefit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to this lady. She had breast cancer, and she is a survivor, and she uses suppositories. Mm. So it doesn't make you high when you do it that way.
Mm. So it just gives you the healing properties.
It gives you the properties,
without you
yeah.
giving
the suppositories are unisex.
Yes, yes they are.
So many ways yes. to go with that. Right
I know,
now.
Right?
Hey, but you ain't feeling no pain because, man, like, you know, as y'all know, my mom passed away of cancer. And sure, I was telling her, I said, sure, don't be in pain. Smoke some weed or something. My mom was strictly against weed. Strictly. Yeah. Like, no, you shouldn't do that, blah, 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 Disney, or whatever.
Well, they from the Just Say No era.
Yeah.
My mother and father didn't do nothing. They didn't smoke weed or drink.
Yeah.
My mom but drank. I did it all.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom drank and she bootleg moonshine so when she was 7. So, yeah, she can tell you how to cure some moonshine if you burn it up, too.
Uncle so, Jesse
yeah.
juice.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, how you up there? You don't want to smoke weed, but you drink and you used to sell liquor.
And dispensaries are blowing up now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
mm-hmm.
NFL players are getting into it a lot.
They are.
Calvin Johnson is in it.
Yep.
And him and Rob Sims,
I believe,
old linebacker, mm-hmm. something like that. They're both doing it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more NFL players are doing it. And I don't think they should legalize weed in professional sports. I don't.
Why?
Because I'm too much of a junkie, and you know.
Wait, hold on. I'm about to break your junkiness down.
Well, I know.
You know who played the whole series on weed, right?
I guarantee you a whole lot of NBA players.
Yeah.
But I think it's a whole lot they can't.
In the 70s, and they didn't test for it. Matter of fact, they didn't start testing for weed in the NBA until Jose Canseco wrote his book. When Jose Canseco came out, the NBA had egg on their face. They was like, they're like, so what are you doing? Like, where are people who don't smoke cocaine and blah, blah, blah? They're like, what about marijuana? And he's like, well, we don't test for marijuana. And that's when the NBA started testing for marijuana. Because your boy Bill Walton was high the whole damn series of the Blazers series. He smoked weed.
I believe it.
Yeah.
So
some players.
He ain't going to practice with John Wooden high. I bet you that.
I bet. Hey, look, I don't know. He probably. Because some people, if you use it regularly, you can't.
I bet you from November to March, that motherfucker didn't smoke no weed.
I doubt that. Because it's a fiend.
But Bill Walton was high.
It is.
Right.
It
Bill Walton
is.
Was definitely high.
And then, like, you know, a lot of people's games off weed, like I say, weed, I don't see a problem with it because, you know, as the weed and playing basketball, because it calms your nerves. Like, you go out there, you more relaxed.
I don't
you
want know, to play
So what about it? So
man, I play my
it's
best.
Okay for the NFL, though, right? Huh?
Pardon me?
It's okay for the NFL?
No.
No?
It affects you. You
but
get
look what
that shit makes you tired.
Look
not
at the
necessary.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on what weed you have. You know what I'm saying?
You've been smoking long enough, you get tired.
Man.
Make you more energetic.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes. Thank you. It depends on.
I don't know about running no 100 yards.
Man, let me tell you.
Oh,
hey,
wait.
Look, I was saying.
I have smoked weed before I worked out. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on what the
weed endurance
is.
I
would die.
It's crazy.
I tried it.
Yeah.
2 minutes. I got off the treadmill.
But hey, look. When I play ball with C Webb or whatever, we played, me and Adrian, my nigga Adrian. We that was my first time ever smoking weed before playing basketball, and I made like 7. I was Steph Curry that night. Listen, and people who know I go to the hole all the time.
First
that
of all,
day,
every time he say that,
Steph
I'm gonna tell you what Chris Webber told me.
Yep.
He said Freeze was the first Steph Curry, except the ball didn't go in.
Oh no!
He told me.
Said
that at the Michigan game.
But hey, look, but he said the game went in. It went that game because we beat Rip Hamilton boys. And I was so high. And Chris got a videotape. It was funny because they used to bet the Piston facility or whatnot. And we was out there. And I was, like I said, my first game, I never shoot three. But that particular day.
Yeah,
talk
good.
Now.
I'm good.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. But that particular game, I was on fire. And I was like, man, I need to do this. I should have done this in high school.
The only thing I can do is when I'm smoking weed is have sex.
Oh,
that's it.
Now you and me.
And I gotta be at the
You agree
crib.
With me.
That's the only thing y'all supposed
sex
to
sex and marijuana.
Be somewhere in the bed, somewhere between the living room and the bedroom. That's all I can't walk.
But see,
I can't
the
go to
the
grocery
me,
store.
The only thing with me and
that's it.
Smoking I mean, weed with sex. After the sex, I want the high to go away.
Oh, it ain't
I just want the high to go away.
It ain't going away.
That's the only reason I just, man, I want you to stop being high.
Right. That's the only thing I can do.
Man, yeah. I would tell you, man, musically, like, man, some of my best
absolutely.
Tracks I did, heck, when I would get out there.
It affects the ears better than anything.
Yeah, and I can see music. Like, when I used to make beats, I was high and drunk and high, I would see the fucking notes. And I'd be like, yeah. So I definitely know it. Creativity.
Being inebriated is fun.
Hell yeah. Being high is fun too.
I would hate for a doctor to tell me I couldn't do anything.
Ooh, that would be the worst.
That would be.
That'd be the worst. Shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes
when I'm out and about and I'm not intoxicated or high, I'm ready to just go.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Shit.
I ask myself, what the fuck are
different.
You doing here?
The party is different.
It is.
You see everything. You see everything.
You see everything.
And everything irritates you.
This. Yep.
Shit irritates you. Shit. I was sober on one show here, and I'll never be sober again on a show. Never again.
The topics be better. The conversation be better.
No, that you pay attention to everything. You're like, okay,
I've never done
sound?
A sober corner
what
pocket.
This shit right here. Now he has it. I did one.
31 episodes.
And that was the only one. So I'm 30 deep, not 31. 31, I was like, ah, sober as shit. Well, that's because I came out of the hospital, too. So, but shit, I
can see you opening up a dispensary. You're a bad motherfucker with the entrepreneurship.
Yeah. For me? Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate it.
Elaborate. What do you do?
I own a adult foster care.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what's up.
Yep. Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
That's
what's
up.
You know what? Dispensary, I had a couple of colleagues wanted me to get into the, you know,
I can see you doing it.
I try to stay in my lane. That's something I don't know about.
Yeah.
So I don't want to go into something and fail because I don't know nothing about weed.
That's
me.
That's
it. I smoke the shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to roll it. I need somebody to roll it. I don't know shit about it.
Well, I know how to do the machine.
Yeah,
She was opening up one, but, you know, I don't know what happened. But, you know, she was opening up one and reached out to a couple of people.
What happened?
I met a couple of people in Cali.
You was going to open one? Out in California?
Yep.
California has always had the strongest weed I ever had.
Ever.
And I got that weed. I'm going to tell you where I bought it from.
Snoop got Kelly on lock.
Oh,
Snoop got
this
it on
was
lock.
Way before. I know. I went and got the strongest weed I ever had. Do you remember when Kane and Old Dog stomped out Dog?
Yeah.
You remember?
Oh, yeah. On Menace Society.
The Jordan Downs Project?
Yeah.
I just watched that.
In Watts? I went over there and I bought that shit. Oh, Lord. It was bad.
Bad,
it
good
was me,
or bad.
My
bad.
Homeboy Allen, my dead homeboy Demond, my bro, rest in peace. Oh, it was beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it lasted all day. We went to Inglewood, went to Magic All Star game in LA. Man, I was so high, man. I don't like being high that long.
Duh.
So how much money does it take to get into a dispensary?
Ah, good question. See, you're a great co-host.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got some questions. You know, my mind always going.
Right.
I ain't turning it down. That's something that, you know, in the future, maybe we can do something.
For sure.
But for right now, I need a
So right now it's a lot.
Guru.
So right now it's a lot.
It went up.
She's a guru.
Well, it's on the commercial side. It's on medical side right now. But in November, we went recreational. So in the recreational, you have the opportunity for micro businesses. So that's like the craft breweries that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So they're going to let mom and pop like shops pop up in the marijuana game.
Mm-hmm.
But those rules haven't came out yet. So we're looking for those rules between the end of the year to come out on that.
Okay. So what type of vendors do you go to? I know like we like what type of vendors do you go to? Do you, you know,
stay safe?
You said stay safe. Not where you get your product. You grow your own product or what?
No, I don't go to any dispensaries, to be honest. But I do. If anybody asks me, I'll be like, here go a black one. Here go a black one over here, over there. Okay. But no, I'm still like really.
How many black owned are there? If you know.
Black owned.
Is it a lot?
No, it's not.
All Chaldeans, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't that a bitch?
That's what we were just talking about.
Yeah,
we need more black people doing that. Y'all own the shit.
Own the shit.
All Chaldeans.
Let me ask you something.
Own the shit. Especially
you
in
gotta mic up.
You yeah, you got. If you're gonna do that, you gotta get on the mic.
You gotta get on the mic.
Get on the mic. Come on, sit on there. You know she acting like Ivy.
She's scared.
She acting like Ivy. Yeah.
You gotta get on the mic. Back her up.
So listen, let me ask you something. Why is Oakland County so stricky with the weed dispensaries? I see Calvin Johnson's about to open the first one in Oakland County. Is that right, Freeze?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oakland County didn't tax it.
Oakland County didn't have any.
I think so, I asked the county and he told me why.
Why?
I forgot.
Oh, shit.
Look, I forgot because I was hot.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Listen, and he's opening it in West Bloomfield, which is the Oakland County.
Right. The Oakland County, like UNLV.
So he got denied first, and then he had to go back in.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It wasn't an easy process. First. Yeah, he got denied first.
Rock the bells. I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm going to be dropping some jewels. You need y'all. Is that the jewel button? Right
You got a whole cooler over here. Dang.
Heck yeah. We come
from Pesach. I'm coming up here, bro.
There you go. You definitely
girl, back.
Yeah.
Hey, pour your own death. Your there you go.
No, that's right.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we come from Pesach.
Okay,
we my MCA.
What would you say to black-owned dispensary? Huh? What's the count? Is it 10?
We probably, so legal?
Yeah, legal.
Oh, no, I don't want to know that.
Yeah, legal. I want to know legal.
Well, yeah, you know what? We're not saying no names. Yeah. Legal.
No, I'm not going to say any names.
Yeah,
but legal, how many is it about?
So legal, it's probably, it might be 5.
Mm. Damn! Are you serious?
Out of 40.
Wow, legally, 5 out of 40. Yeah,
you got any celebrity customers without no names?
That's 1/8 of the business.
I do.
You do?
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay. Cool. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
Hey,
make a lot of money off them. You can eat off a celebrity customer
all day.
I used to hear Whitney's cocaine habit.
I was just motherfucker about to say that. Whitney Houston. Crack is whack.
Yeah. Even LeVan Hawkins had a $2,000 a day drug habit.
I don't doubt it.
Oprah. Did you say Oprah?
No. You know your boy.
LeVan Hawkins. He was the male
clickbait.
Oprah.
Clickbait. Right. Oprah $2,000. Clickbait.
They looked alike. He was just a man. Yeah.
But you know, to Red Man, that dude, to everybody was there cracking about his episode on MTV Cribs, but shit, that's because he smoked all his money. Red Man smoked heavy.
Yeah, they all smoke heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's when I become a fake ass motherfucker because I may smoke a few times a year, but. You know, we get the moments like those. We're hanging out with those guys. I hit that shit.
Oh, yeah.
I never smoked with Red. I think I smoked with the Woo ones.
I smoked with Red. Yeah. I smoked a lot of people.
You know what?
Ice? You got to touch your own
death. You got to pour your own death.
Hey, Gary, you said the highest you ever been was in Cali. The highest I ever been was in Cali, too, man. Yeah. Some shit called the White Buffalo. Shit had a name.
That sounds scary.
Man, I'll tell y'all this joke. This is the funniest shit. It's real shit, real talk. So I'm at my man Chris Weber crib and shit. We just finished smoking with me and Bobby my Jackson's man's friends. We just finished smoking. So we was up there. So all of a sudden, his brother went to go get some food from with big ass plate instead of big ass burgers.
In-N-Out.
Not In-N-Out, the other plate. Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box burgers are not big. Yeah. But.
No, the chicken burger is big as fuck.
Is it?
Yeah, it was a whole
Jack in the Box breast. Used to be in Detroit.
Yeah, yeah, but
I don't feel it yet.
The chicken breast.
Take another one.
You take one?
It's courtesy right now. It's courtesy. Yeah. You feel it?
Can you introduce yourself to the corner pocket?
Yeah.
Hey, Erica?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is your girl, Stacks on Deck.
Yeah. I like that.
Right now, I'm in the corner pocket.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, finish that story.
So Jason went to go get some food, and I'm upstairs watching the show. So the way the house is set up, you got to go downstairs and open the door, right? So all of a sudden, I hear a doorbell, and I'm just high as fuck sitting down, just high as fuck. Next thing I know, I hear a doorbell. I run to the door. Ain't nobody there. I'm like, what the fuck? So, mind you, I'm high and I'm fat too. So, I done ran up and down the stairs like 4 times because I kept hearing the doorbell.
Were you tired?
Right. So, the last time, the 5th time I go downstairs, I think you can hear a doorbell. I look on the fucking door. Ain't no doorbell. That's how high I was.
What?
That's how high I was. Every day? That's why I was like.
How often do you smoke?
For me? You know what? I usually smoke with my fiance. She don't want to push me up to do all the crazy shit. I'm the drinker. She the smoker. Right. Me, I'll drink a nigga under the table.
Right, facts.
Not that I'm in semi-retirement.
I remember when you first start drinking, they blamed that shit on me.
You and Sheena.
You threw up at the Christmas party.
Wow.
Yeah. She threw up at the Christmas party and wild out. And they say nobody but Gary gave her that liquor.
Oh. It was true. What talking about? Allegedly, right. I don't know.
Allegedly, I don't know. On my blackout stories, I'd be like, "Look, if you say it happened, it happened." Because I was blacked out. I don't know what happened. Right. You know,
well, them was my days. I could drink too.
If I wasn't driving, we'd go round for round right now.
I can't do it no more. I can't.
You know his limits now. I feel you, bro. I can't do it like
I can still drink. I can't recover.
Right.
That's the worst part.
That's the worst
when you get older, the recovery is different. It's different.
And if y'all recover, it's like 2 or 3 days.
I can still drink. I can't recover.
I need a day and a half.
But you're young.
I still need.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
I still need that day in the morning.
Oh my God. 32.
I could wake up and do it again.
32. Right. I was drinking that and this. I was drinking Remy and vodka at the same time. That's killing that shit.
I call it
gasoline. But I was ready to go too when I had that shit. Shoot, I'll put my dick out on the floor. Anyway.
Damn,
hey, look, I'm not used to pulling my ass out.
Did you moan?
And pissing on the floor.
Did you? You peed on the floor, drunk.
Who didn't? Who don't go to the bathroom and have them extra napkins in their car?
On the floor
all the time.
On the ground or on the floor?
I'm going to name drop. The last place I peed at was at the Pantheon by the bathroom. Shout out to the Pantheon. Y'all get more bathrooms.
What did Pantheon start with?
Pee.
Oh, my God.
The pee.
Wow. I ain't mad. But you know what? That's a good thing about, that's one thing I do like about marijuana is the fact that I don't have to have a recovery period after.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I can get my nice little buzz on, but I have that whole day and a half, and I'm in bed, ain't doing shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. Kid can be crying. Man, I hope that nigga all right. Well, you going to go to the hospital tomorrow then.
I wish we could pass a fucking blunt right now.
Oh, man.
This is horrible.
But edibles more strong. They stronger than the blunt.
Yeah. The blunt is.
Can you tell the corner pocket your name?
You a weed. You know how to roll and everything.
I do.
Oh, sure.
Frizz, can you tell the corner pocket your name?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
It's Jasmine.
Yeah. Jasmine, okay.
Can you tell me about that? What's that button?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yep. Okay.
I don't think we can hear her.
I can hear her really. She really low though. I don't know what the rate she is.
Tell her she got to get more turned up. Six. If you're gonna be on the corner pocket, baby. Yeah.
What number is it?
Six.
Yeah,
brother. I got to put on my Keith Sweat voice. You got to get more turned up if you're gonna be on the corner pocket, baby. You say you want to keep it sexy.
Can you hear me?
It's a button.
Mic check 1-2.
Can you hear? Talk.
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Good to go.
There we go.
Good to go.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain about that dispensary you was going to open?
I just ate number 2.
Actually, it was a couple of years ago before the new laws had got all together in California because the laws was different. So we're opening a dispensary in L.A., and actually, the zoning wasn't done properly. The permits weren't done. And then by the time they opened it and they had a partner, one of my clients had a partner. And the partner didn't do his due diligence. So by the time they opened and set up shop, they got shut down as soon as they opened up. Because they didn't do their due diligence. Now, here, you know, a lot of those Chaldeans, they have those properties that they bought already that was in the green zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they get to sell them for so high now because they already have
Look
them.
At all this education
that we
made a mistake and got.
Entrepreneurship.
She just busted with education.
Black home.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
We definitely need more black home. One eighth.
My client in California, he did start his mobile. We did do a mobile dispensary down there. So he had an app called Weed Maps or something like that. So he did an app. So he has a good business there now doing mobile dispensary. So he has a lot of clients just, you know, in LA. He travels within a certain amount of radius and goes and delivers. So it works out pretty well when he has his consistent clientele and, you know, he's able to just deliver and it cuts out, you know, all those permits and zoning and this
that
and
expenses. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good ass idea.
Damn, you just brought something to the table.
Baby Detroit.
Rock the bell.
Just like they're ordering pizza, order weed. They already doing it here. I need to open up me a truck. But y'all need to still do that.
I mean, it's not enough. You know what I mean? But they are doing it here. So just recently, Utopia, they were just in the news and they just started delivering.
Yeah.
But he still had educators.
Right, right.
It's crazy.
He still had a license to do it because it was under the dispensary that he did sell. So under that dispensary he sold, he still had a certain amount of time to open up a dispensary underneath that license deal. So he had a certain amount of time to the laws change to.
That's dope.
He made a lot of money.
Do you smoke?
I do not.
With me,
you're a fake smoker like me.
I'm a fake smoker. You're a fake smoker. I'm a closet smoker. Yeah, me too.
That's
with me.
That's me.
You know when I smoke out of town.
But
or
why?
Maybe
why?
An event. I just like, I don't like being high that long. You smoke in Hawaii?
What about you?
Hawaii is still illegal to smoke.
No, did you smoke?
It's illegal. I couldn't smoke in a room, on a balcany. You know, I was scared. I didn't want to go to jail.
But you went to Maui.
I went to Maui. It's still big.
Okay, I went to Honolulu.
You went to,
it's a ways from each other.
It's a different island. Yeah.
You went to the Chill Island.
I went to the island. Yeah.
I heard is the most beautiful part.
Yeah. That's what
I ain't been there yet.
Just got back. Party time.
That's okay.
You went to Honolulu. Yeah, that's the party. They got you don't see no Louis stores in Maui.
No,
it's an island. It's a for real island. It's a little tiki bar.
Okay, because I saw some. They got a hidden outback that's like. Really hitting in Hawaii, like hitting in the mountains.
Wow. What, the road to Hana?
I don't know. It's in the mountains and it's in Honolulu. We went.
Oh, in Honolulu.
And it's like wild boars and hogs walking around like squirrels.
Yeah. See, I got to go. I gotta go to Honolulu.
We went and we wouldn't even eat outback here. Yeah. So we were starving and.
What's your favorite dish in Hawaii?
What about they eat more pig than niggas?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
they eat the whole thing. Like
The whole thing.
Luau's, they was roasting the pig. That pig that roasted the ground.
We went to a restaurant called The Bally.
The Bally.
It was Indonesia-based. And it was cool. They had fireworks. The walls are open. And it was good. You know, your company make it better. And I was with my baby.
You're right about that. See, my favorite food in Hawaii was the poke.
What's the poke?
It's raw fish.
Oh, okay.
Raw fish. That shit's so good.
Like sushi?
I took my raw fish with me.
It's not like sushi. That poke, that shit was cute. It was good. That's that big.
Rock the bells to nasty.
Hey, let's go there. Let's get nasty on a five. The corner pocket podcast.
Hey, Mitzi, quick, another question. So on this event you're having on July 14th.
Look, I keep saying
my
July
sister's birthday.
Too.
Yeah, like, it's June 14th.
Are we invited?
Of course.
Does it cost?
Don't
put us on blast.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody to know that we getting in.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. I tell people, don't do that.
Remember my face.
Y'all coming? How many vendors you got so far for the event?
How many vendors?
Yeah.
So we're going to be limited this time.
Okay. Is it just marijuana vendors? Are people cooking?
Yeah, I'm gonna have.
I got somebody I want you to.
Where's
talk.
Gonna, okay. Where's
yeah.
gonna
Pop
be
Above Slider Chef? Chef, yeah.
Pop Above. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's been on here several.
Oh, he a bad motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Pop Above. Hey, shouts out to Pop.
And people are going to eat those sliders at that event.
They good, motherfucker.
They're very good.
He got turkey. He has beef.
Okay, so here's the thing. Everything at my event has got weed in it. Like, so don't come to my shit thinking like I'm gonna eat this.
So the food too.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like. Why not?
Hey, you need an EMS truck outside of that.
Let me know.
I've had people testify
and freeze. Like a pal game.
Right.
I want to get it. Right?
They'll be on the sideline.
Keep our hand had that money.
No, I'm gonna be like, LT, get him. Come get him.
I really think you should do that.
That's
what?
Dope.
What?
The dispensary?
You should.
Shit, I might. Because you focus. They say don't get high on your own supply. I might be in that bitch.
Everybody get high. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I promise you.
You're going to have way too much to get high on your own supply.
You like, said how much is bringing in a year?
Are we going to say that?
You said over the millions.
It's millions. I mean, it depends on where you at.
Every corner, even in the city of Detroit.
It's not going to be one on every corner. That's the thing.
But it's one already on every corner.
No, it's not.
On 8 Mile.
You're right. Not anymore.
They're closed.
They're closed.
Not legal. They're not illegal.
So wait a minute. They were illegal?
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that.
They were all illegal.
I know that.
Educate me.
Detroit right now, it has a limit of 75. That's it. Right now,
educate
it's only 40 that has passed Detroit and it was legal on the state.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And I read the
paper. They closed all of that.
They spent as much money they can until they get shut down.
Yep.
They were shutting them down left and right.
Right. Get in and get out.
But here's the thing. They was making money since 2008, cash money. Mm-hmm. And how many black people was getting in that game? Like, I'm mad at myself.
She was about to go hard on them.
Hey, damn. What a way to pivot on the nigga part.
Right.
I try not to say that word.
On the brothers.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got to go to Africa because Richard Pryor said after he went to Africa, he quit saying the word nigga because right now I'm still nigga.
Man.
Damn.
But that's so much bread. We all needed to have one.
Heck yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, Colorado made so much money off the legalization that they had to give the people back a tax. They had to give them back tax refund checks because they made so much money off the marijuana.
That's true, right? But here's my thing and what I advocate for. I want to make sure that shit come into the hood.
Oh, like, yeah. Facts.
We've been pioneers. We've been
thanks.
Trapping, that hustling, part. All that type of shit, and then
a lot of crime.
This white boy
set
up shop in our hood, in our community, and be like, and make millions like
that part.
Fuck that.
You like, know, no, all the Chaldeans, same with the liquor store.
Yep.
Oh, straight
you
up.
You know the liquor store.
Yeah.
Liquor store right across from Belle Isle. Been there for
I'm
years.
I'm trying to say,
right when you come off of Belle Isle.
Yeah, that liquor store is high.
Look, I know.
Those are
owner,
state,
right?
Those,
he live right out there in West Bloomfield.
West Bloomfield.
Same thing. His mama and them. On that liquor store. Niggas don't know.
But it's 2019.
I mean, Range Rover, slingshot, Escalade, golf cart. What the fuck? What you need a golf cart for? Just to go to the mailbox.
Right.
That's the type of money, dog.
Right.
They offer us niggas.
Yes.
So that's why I'm about to get on that Nipsey. You know what I'm saying?
No, we all need to be on that Nipsey.
I've been preaching this way before.
But right
Nipsey.
Now, but yeah, it's the time. It's
right
now.
A lot of
the prime
You know, you know, I've been on that money tip, that black ownership way before, you know.
But here's the thing.
Way
the Nipsey,
before.
Fresh out of high school.
Fresh out, pretty much.
What's the difference between Nipsey, though, right now is like, it's the unity factor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about doing this shit by yourself. We ain't going to get nowhere doing that shit by ourselves.
Right.
Me and you need to fucking for real, mm-hmm. collab all and try to really figure out how to get this shit done. And then you bring whoever, and we operate with loyalty. We gotta, like, this shit, the cannabis industry, y'all, I'm seeing so much bread. Y'all have no idea. And I read about it. But ain't no black people. I be in the only black person in the room. It might be one or two people in there. Mm-hmm. I don't see nobody in no fucking meetings. I don't see nobody
I think
nowhere.
That's where,
like,
my only jealousy and hate come in at economically.
What?
Mm-hmm. When I see that other races are killing us on that.
Killing us.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of the excuses we making.
Yeah. But also, another thing is because we don't support, most of us don't support our own, not everybody. Most of us
don't.
And
that's where I'm at. And we have to.
You know, the black
guy have to.
Then they get mad when Calvin Johnson moved the shit to West Bloomfield.
Look
what's about to happen.
Who in here invested in the Tesla real estate fund sitting at this table? Who invested in Tesla? See?
Yeah,
because you gotta be more educated. You gotta invest into our own neighborhoods, communities. Right. You know, the real estate fund. That's the Oklahoma riots. It started from the Oklahoma riots started from Tesla back in Oklahoma back in like the
1920s.
That's
it.
I'm just talking about the speech. I was in school for my speech.
If you gonna school us, can you
with me.
If you're going to school us, can you talk like you're going to school?
My speech, look. Sometimes my speech, my words. That's why I'm like Tulsa.
If you're going to school us, talk like you went to school.
My mom put me in speech class for you and still say shit. No, come on. But shit, if you rock with me, you rock with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm like, look, we weren't born in this language, okay?
Y'all know what we talking about. Right. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody at this table shook their hands. Yep. Y'all know what I was talking about.
You mean Tulsa? Yeah. Which is absolutely the most boring city I've ever been to in my life.
Hands down.
Top three cities. Top three boring cities I've ever been to. Tulsa, Sacramento, and Oklahoma City.
Ooh. Where'd you go to Sacramento though? Where'd you go?
Both for Chris Webber.
Okay, that's why. There it is. I like it when he was there. It got live.
Yeah.
Cause that was a three-time crazy came out.
Well, I mean, look where it is.
Three-time crazy.
It's in the same state as San Diego, California, Oakland, and Sacramento.
But
San Francisco.
Yeah, it is it's an hour and a half away from
but I would go to all four of those cities before I go to Sacramento.
How you feel?
Hands down.
You want me to feel good.
Do something to make me feel good.
You want me to feel good.
Y'all know.
But yeah, but like she said though, we do need to get
cut it out in our conversation. I quit begging for support.
Oh yeah,
we need support for this.
We need support. Yeah.
We don't get it from who we thought we would get it from.
Of course, yes.
Of course,
I be out here. I feel like a fucking lone wolf out here for real.
You know what I stopped stressing about as of 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I stopped stressing about the followers because we got the listeners.
Nah, you don't need the followers.
Oh yeah, and the thing
I did
just like Drake.
Because we got the listeners.
Just like Drake, he said. I'm number one, but I feel like I'm number two. But I'm I'm still humble.
Still humble.
Knowing that I'm number one,
right.
But niggas still look at him like he number two.
Yeah.
You know, if he feeling like that, shit, hey.
But yeah, but that's the other thing, though. Like I said, about black support is the fact that, you know, the other thing is we support the wrong thing. And I ain't talking about supporting us. I'm talking about, like, if you go in a lot of neighborhoods, you look at those liquor stores, it's the same damn floor, the same damn coolers that they had when we was 4 or 5
straight
years old.
Straight garbage. Yeah,
they don't give a fuck about the community.
I've been in meetings. I went to a fucking meeting with their asses regarding cannabis. They wrote a legislation. I'm not about to go into details, all that shit. Uh-huh. But I was at a meeting when these motherfuckers thought it was okay that we accept turkeys. Like, we get y'all turkeys fucking twice a year. And we supposed to be cool with that. Like, these fucking cowboys are disrespectful.
I ain't even seen
the
niggas give turkey, though.
Hold on.
I've never seen a liquor store in the hood. That's the liquor stores, but what about the jewelry stores? Only churches.
What about the jewelry stores that all these black people go and spend rollies, go get 50,000 cash?
I've never seen them
They won't even, you know, around Christmas, Thanksgiving times. They not even giving. I ain't gonna name the liquor store. I mean, the jewelry store.
The only thing the liquor stores do is give out candy, penny candy on Halloween.
They pull up to their mailboxes in golf carts. You know what I'm saying?
Like Black Caesar said, I'm sending your kid to school while we up here starving to eat. We send their kids to
private schools, and we are starving to eat.
And that's why I got to tell people, if y'all see some bullshit in your hood, when they overcharge your ass, when they over there singing, give you the same old bullshit, walk out the fucking store.
That's why
I refuse to spend my money at a place that don't respect me enough to have clean ass stores.
Another piece of that too is like respecting, like if they fuck over you, that should apply to every guy.
Everybody.
We cannot just let that shit happen to him.
Right.
We done got heated up in
here. That's what A-Rab stand for. Always raping all the blacks.
Whoa. Oh, straight up.
Whoa. Yeah.
Straight up. With no Vaseline. Straight.
Always raping all the blacks.
No Vaseline.
Well, Larry,
that's from scratch. This hour flew by,
so we up here got to say, you know, we have to wrap it up. But first and foremost,
it's over.
But yo, Mincy, before we do that, tell everybody about your event again. Tell them your website.
get it all out there again for the listeners.
That's
viewers.
What's up. I enjoy everybody. I hope I get asked back because that shit was fun as hell.
You know what? I know a way to bring you back.
Yeah,
I know a way to bring you back.
Like, this was good as fuck to be able to just be free and just be able to talk. Yes. Oh, y'all a blessing. So thank you. Okay, so BCF, www.bcf.life. That's where you can find out about the event, more details. It's about networking. We're going to learn. We're going to learn from each other. Experts, I'm bringing people who are doing that shit so you all can see the opportunities. And then after that, we're just going to really network. We're going to visit some other black-owned cannabis businesses. And we're going to elevate, period.
Any shout-outs?
And to my kids, that's anybody who ain't even listening. But this is what I do this for, y'all. I do this for my kids and for us because I'm not going to go to a white dispensary and go get my goddamn weed. Like, period.
I'm glad it's so beautiful now to say I sell drugs for my children.
And all y'all Facebook people, go to Buds, Corked and Forked on there. Yes. Like the page. Sign up for it.
Where can they follow you?
They can follow me at Buzz Corks Forks or IG.
On Facebook and IG.
We'll tag it on. We'll tag it on.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the Finest Hayes also is.
You got a husband?
I don't. I need one.
Boyfriend?
No.
I was waiting on the shout out. We get ready to get a lot of inboxes.
Right. Really?
Please, any shout outs?
Oh, man. First and foremost, y'all go first.
Derek, any shout outs?
I'm going to go last.
Let's round it out.
Shout outs to my mother, the number one hustler.
Cookie.
Hey.
Happy belated Mother's Day, Cookie.
Hey, Cookie.
With them good ass grains.
With them good ass grains.
With them good ass grains.
My father. I want to shout out my younger sister. She just graduated from Wayne.
Diana, what's up?
Congratulations.
My older sister.
Yeah. That's my girl.
She's a graduate. I want to shout out my older sister, my girl, my fiance, Charisma.
Yeah, you know that's my girl.
And shit, all my friends,
your whole family
my nigga
was cool.
G, my whole family cool. Thank you, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. My nigga G.
Yes, indeed.
My nigga G.
I was family for
cool.
5 years.
Huh?
Maybe a little more than that. Five and a fake ass too.
Five and impossible.
he a real nigga, and I'm glad, you know, we was able to continue our friendship, and I'm glad. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I appreciate it.
That's
for real,
up.
Real talk, and
straight up.
Shit, let's keep this black empowerment, these black owned businesses.
Secret smart person over there. Any shout out?
Secret smart person over there.
Any shout out?
Let's keep it going on.
I would like to give a shout out to myself because I don't just.
Amen.
There you go.
And
to the corner pocket.
Thank you. Yeah.
And I want one of those when we leave.
All right. Yeah, you got it.
You got it.
Yep.
This for y'all.
You gotta give a shout out to Mitzi if you're gonna. If you want a sample. Freeze any shout outs. Let's get out of here.
You know what I'm about to do. First and foremost, want to shout out everybody who came tonight. Appreciate you, Mitzi. We're going back to the St. Scholastica days. Other thing I want to say is rest in peace. To my mother, Gertrude Little, taught for 38 and a half years at Chadsey High School. I'll be laying her to rest on Saturday.
The Explorers.
Yes, it did. Got this tattoo today. Just got it before I came in.
Oh, yeah, that's fresh.
Got my that's angel sweet. With the afro.
I love it. That's
got
dope.
Got the new tech.
That's super fresh.
You know what I'm saying? Just got it right before I walked in here.
Damn.
So, shouts out to Gator City Tats. Yeah, my nigga.
Yes,
my
sir.
My nigga Cass, Gator City Tats. He came by, did it for me. That's my bro. That's my bro. Love you, dog. And, shout out to everybody came here. Love y'all.
Yeah,
thank
love
y'all for all
y'all.
I'm gonna give a shout out to everybody.
Uh-huh.
I had fun with my surprise guest host, Mitzi. Yeah. Thank you for coming. I'll tell you when you're coming back. It's gonna be good. I got a plan.
Ooh,
big shout out to my bro Freeze. I will
some free tickets to your
free.
free.
See, that's why niggas.
Free
that's why the black businesses don't.
No. Because once you free, if you in there, you selling shit. The black businesses, we gone.
Let me end it.
I'm gonna spend $100.
Shout out to
over
that. I don't get none of that.
I gotta end this. Shout out. We're going to bury Free's mom tomorrow, and I'll be
Saturday.
Saturday. And shout. No, not yet. Shout out to my girl, Keena. We're going to wear her off Saturday. And I want to give a big shout out to my main man at the end of this table, Jason, who did us a good favor of production with the Corner Pocket at the Fox Theater at the Festival of Laughs last Saturday.
Yes, it did.
We had a very good time. Mark Curry, Lavelle Crawford, some more.
And George Wallace.
And we had a good time, and Jason helped us out a lot. As usual. And he quiet and humble, but I'm going to tell this motherfucker thank you.
Yeah, thank you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's my dog, yeah, man. Yeah.
Till next week to seven more days. Over. No, I'll be in Vegas next week.
I know that. Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Another big trip. Have sex all over the world.
Banger on the balcony. Yeah.
Till next Friday. Over and out. See you off the corner.
Yeah.
The corner.
Thank you for listening to the Corner Pocket Podcast. You can follow us at Corner Pocket Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, iHeartRadio, and all podcasting mediums.